Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Colin McGuigan for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm joined today by the one and only Mr. Calla Sutherland. Calla, how's things?
I'm very well. I think this is our first one, Cobb, so I'm looking forward to it.
It is our first one, mate. First of many, actually.
Coogan's off in the Bahamas somewhere, tanning himself, drinking pina coladas, no doubt. So
He is actually in the Bahamas, so that was a good guess, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's so, loving life, but...
Yeah. He's loving life, so past him my best.
We'll get straight to it. Obviously, I don't need to explain to you the news that came out last night from Chris Eubank Sr. You know, it was quite serious in a way too, because he references the late Sebastian in his comments. So it's kind of made people think that this is true. Can you clarify those comments?
I'm not going to comment on Sr.'s comments as such. I think that's for Sr. to do. I can just talk about the boxing event, and that event is contracted and going ahead on the 8th of October at the O2, as we all know. And Junior's in sparring. Junior ordered more sparring and sparring yesterday. He's doing all his media stuff. So we're very excited for a big event on the 8th of October. So I don't want to go into the family discussion part of it. Never have done, never will. I have a huge amount of respect for Sr., both as a fighter, as a human, and what I've seen as a father. He's an amazing individual. And these comments were made to a journalist yesterday. I wasn't there, so I don't know how they were made, in which context they were made. I believe they were at the launch of the Eubank Ben speaking tour, which I'm sure that's a fantastic tour as well, by the way. That's always great to see those two on a stage. But yeah, it's the day and age of social media, so my phone blew up yesterday. But, you know, it's business as usual. You know, we have a contract, and Junior is very excited for the fight.
I do have to ask, obviously, with it being at 157, is there a possibility that this is either one, to get rid of the rehydration clause, or two, to get it to 160?
No, because it's contracted. So, you know, once a contract's done, and I haven't been asked to do that. I've never seen that before. And in fact, if the 157 isn't made, there's obviously penalties. So, you know, it turns into a financial discussion then. And in life, if you ever want to change a contract, you can only change a contract by trying to renegotiate, which no one's led me to believe that I should take that up with the other side. Don't forget, it was a relatively long negotiation period, and the weight was dealt with very early on in that negotiation. So it wasn't the weight that was the hold-up, it was other things.
So can you categorically say that this fight goes ahead and there's nothing stopping it at this present time?
Absolutely, 100%.
Great news to hear. We'll move on. Obviously, you've got a massive card coming up this weekend. In both.
I was working on promoting the massive card yesterday afternoon before the interview struck. But you got down with that, and you've got this, you know, great event on Channel 5, obviously this Saturday night, 9:30 PM. Nice and early start, long night of boxing. You know, for me, the return of, I think, the best light heavyweight in this country, in Lyndon Arthur. Against a tough Argentinian on the comeback trail. He wants those big fights. But fantastic British title fight, lightweight, Gwynn versus Woodruff, which is, by the way, a real 50-50 ding-dong. What else on the card is, you know, you've got Troy Williamson, who's on the card just before, hopefully announcing the big fight against Josh Kelly, that big Northeast derby, but he can't slip up on Saturday night. And hopefully
so Troy Williamson is now on the card this weekend, is what you're telling me?
Yes, absolutely. That's hot off the press. Supposed to be on another show. We've managed to get him over here as part of potentially a deal that we're doing for the big fight with Josh Kelly. So, you know, that's obviously massive news.
If Troy wins this weekend, we will see the Josh Kelly fight. Where will it take place?
You're putting words in my mouth, Cole. You will be clearly schooled by Coogan. We are working on that fight, and we're confident we can get it. Josh wants that fight. Adam Booth wants that fight. You know, it's a big, big fight. It's obviously a red and white, black and white, north, east big fight, which would, you know, I'm sure fill up the big arena up there. You know, let's see what happens Saturday night.
Where could we potentially see it?
Say again?
When and where could we potentially see that fight?
Yeah, you know, it's just December before Christmas. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of news floating around today around, you know, Fury Joshua. So we sort of want to avoid that weekend, of course, because I think it stands out as a great fight in itself. But, you know, it's he's got to get, you know, Troy's also got an Argentinian opponent this weekend. He's got to get through that. Can't slip. I know he wants to fight against Kelly, but believe me, Kelly is burning for that fight, and I think that's going to be a terrific fight, hopefully to end our boxing year. So
the battle of the Northeast. So it always
excites, doesn't it? I mean, you know, anything derby like excites, but a Northeast one is very special. Great atmosphere. And we're expecting a great atmosphere in Bolton this Saturday night. You know, and it's always nice to do free-to-air boxing, nice and early, 9:30 Saturday evening.
Any word on an opponent for Nathan Gorman this weekend?
That's something that we'll be putting out very shortly. Can't say too much about that right now, not regarding the opponent, but more about Nathan. But we'll make a statement on that shortly. Obviously, there's the big Wardley fight, which is the one we're focusing on, and there'll be announcement about that very, very shortly. But what I would say is that, you know, the stuff that so far has been on Channel 5, we've been very happy with. But if I think this weekend you're going to see, it's got a stacked thing. You've got the return of Lyndon Arthur. As I said, I don't know how we snapped him up. I've got to give my brother the credit on that. For me, not only in Britain, the best, I mean, we talk about Boatsy, fantastic prospect, you know. But for me, Lyndon Arthur has it all. And he's got, you know, obviously Pat Barrett, an amazing guiding light there, and someone who knows boxing so well. And I think we can take him all the way. And first step is this Saturday.
Where could we see him go next?
You know, there's a lot of big fights out there. No wonder you're in the reserves. Couldn't even hit. Sorry about that. Absolute bozo.
Who was that, Callum?
I'm not going to say who that was. did I flink?
Oh, you did big time. We're going to have to clip up.
Yeah, don't worry. Where do I think he can go? All the way. I feel like
if he comes through this weekend.
Remember the Harry Redknapp clip where they threw the kick the ball at him and he's standing there. That's just remind me of that moment. So let me get my
wins this weekend. Though, if Lyndon Arthur wins this weekend, who do you want next for him?
It's going to be activity until we get one of the bigger fights to take him out. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of light heavyweight champs in our stable before. It's a great division. It's one of the toughest divisions at the moment amongst the bigger boys, I'd say. But you know, there's a lot of, you know, Boatsy's a great opponent. I think that's a great fight. That's a fight we could make very easily. You know, the question of how much risk do the Boatsy side want to take, you know? And it's a fight that I know that Lyndon loves. But let's think, let's get past this weekend, you know? It's his first time on Channel 5, free to air, a lot of eyeballs on him. And as I said, he's got a great team around him, and I think it's about keeping the regular flow of things. You know, and they were very, very, very proud to have him on the team.
What about the Misfits boxing? Have we any sort of announcement for the next show there?
Yeah, so Sheffield will be October 15th. Looking very forward to that. It's a very cool card, which we'll be announcing tomorrow. That goes on sale tomorrow, yeah. That's the next Misfits card, and there's one in November in the States as well. So it's going to be regular as clockwork our end. So that's an exciting, I can't call it a side project because it's the main project. It's the team now that we've got here is pretty much just the size of our boxing team. It's incredible. It's like so big and so fun and so fast moving. And, you know, it's a wacky world. We've got obviously good KSI, great partner, Mams Taylor, KSI's manager, who's also on board. He's fantastic, has knowledge, fantastic knowledge on who's who in this sector. So, you know, I can't say that I'm the expert on it yet, working on that. Yeah, good fun though.
Who could we see on that card in Sheffield? Any names you can drop to me?
You'll see a couple from the London show, you know. But I don't want to give away too much. Let's do another piece on that later in the week because there's a lot of storylines. There, I'll tell you one thing. There is our first female fight for the Misfits on there, and it's an absolute cracker. So that's what I'll tease that one now.
You look very excited about that one. Come on, yeah. You need to give us at least one name. At least one name.
I'm a big fan. That's what I'll say.
Okay, well, finally, before I let you go, Cal, because I know you're a busy man today, AJ Fury looks like it's going to happen. Do you think it will happen?
Listen, I've heard this so often, yeah. I don't know. I, as a fan, I'd love to see it. I think it's great for the division. I think the heavyweight division's flying. So many names out there. I think, you know, AJ, does he roll the dice straight after this again? Isn't that what he did after the first Usyk fight? But clearly, what it looks like, they've received an offer. They've accepted the offer. I've got to say, I only know what you guys know as well as the media. When I heard it, I thought, right, okay, champions terms and things like that. I thought, well, they'll go with an 80-20 or something, and you know, just as a PR gag. But apparently, 60-40, which I think is a very, very fair, represents the commercial value, of course, for Joshua, but also represents the fact that Tyson's the champ. And it's 60-40, and if they've agreed on that, you know, I guess that's the most important thing in boxing to agree on, you know. And the rest is actually quite a simple deal. So, you know, what could go wrong from here? Well, normally I'd say it seems bang on. Was it done? Is it meant really to happen? Was the offer meant? Was the acceptance of the offer meant? Is it bluff from either side? Time will tell. I don't think we'll be waiting long because I think both want to get out. So that's the interesting part here. It's not like we're going to be playing a big waiting game and it's going to be weeks because, A, it's for such a big fight, even if you're talking December, you've got to get out pretty soon. And also, I'm sure Tyson will want to get out if let's say this isn't going to happen, then he's going to have to do something else. And and the same for AJ. So, you know, they're both going to want to box again this year. So, I mean, I hope it happens for the sport. I mean, fantastic, you know, if we had that in this year as well, on top of Eubank Ben, you know, I think this will be a cracking year from a British boxing point of view. I mean, imagine that.
Well, Carla, look, thanks a million for your time today. We'll do this again very soon because I do want to press you on that Misfits card. So I'll drop you next time and we'll do it again.
Later in the week.
Thank you. Sports Social Podcast Network.